You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, Fab is in the books, and tonight, a little Thursday Night Football to kick off week number 8. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. A little Thursday Night Football. Don't think it's going to be as exciting as the World Series. An epic game last night. And if the first two games are any indication, you got to strap yourself in for quite a World Series. You got everything you wanted so far. If you like pitching, game one. You like offense, game two. A World Series record, 8 home runs.
Matt Modica, how are you, sir?
Doing good. I passed out after the 10th. I did not get to see the 11th. But, you know, these first two games, hell of a game. Justin Verlander had given up 2 hits. He would have been the first pitcher to lose a World Series game since Whitey Ford, allowing only 2 hits. But the Astros came back, and the first two games have been awesome.
It's kind of crazy. I was watching the game. I get to the 8th inning, and Jansen gets out of it. I was like, all right, I'm very tired now. I'm gonna go to sleep. And my girlfriend's like, yeah, you can leave it on. It's fine. Like, I'm tired. I want to sleep. So I went to sleep. And then I just walked in here. You guys described to me what happened. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's the first time that teammates have homered back-to-back in World Series extra innings history.
I was just happy to see Joe Musgrove pitch in the game.
Corey, that's your boy.
Good morning.
What's good with you?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Chilling, just logging up, getting loaded. You know what I'm saying? Ready to go for another day. Obviously, we get the start to week 8. Bye week hell. We are fully there. So, you know, looking forward to navigating our way through this. So, I'm just getting logged on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went to sleep early last night, so I'll check my Fab and see what's going on. Why is DJ Envy trending? Oh, no. Yikes. Sorry to hear that. He went a lot of explaining to do this morning. Sorry. I'm just logging on for the first time. You know what I'm saying? So I'll check my Fab and I'll report back.
I'm sure you will. I'm there, you know, having a show today.
Yikes.
Speaking of Fab, I'm excited to hear how you guys Fab went. If anything crazy happened, we'll get into some of the bigger headlines from yesterday, including some surprise players that actually were practicing yesterday, and then surprise players that were not practicing yesterday. So a lot of really good info coming from yesterday. I do have some RBs, either or going to play. We got Dr. A coming up in the 8 o'clock hour to give us the Stephon Diggs update that Matt Modica was desperately hoping for. We got it without Dr. A yesterday. We got that Diggs update, and it was very much in favor of Matt Modica because Stephon Diggs flew to London with the rest of the Minnesota Vikings, and Matt, that's got to be a good sign.
I desperately need Diggs in my lineup. I had Odell in a lot of places, lost him. Without Diggs, it's been a rough couple of weeks. He was on the verge of pretty much broke out last year, but you know that star status.
Yeah, about becoming the top 10 guy this year. You want to see him out there against Cleveland, especially you know if they continue to have defensive back injuries. But there's also the thought process that you know maybe they figure they can beat the Browns without him.
All we know is he flew to London, which, like I said, is a good sign. We'll get all the headlines from yesterday. Coming up next here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts. It's amazing how far we've come. Corey, when you're celebrating getting O.J. Howard and Jared Cook.
Yeah. Yes. This is one team where my tight end situation hasn't been stable all year, so I just can't. This song and dance with me and Jared Cook is it's disturbing, you know. We need me and Jared Cook need clothes, y'all.
You should be Bigfoot for Halloween.
Yeah, how about that?
It's funny. Jared Cook. That's a good one.
Me and Jared Cook need closure. You feel what I'm saying? I thought maybe we had it, you know, when he did that to me last year in a divisional round game against America's team. But I guess we have another song and dance, me and Jared Cook. This is a very important team. This team has the depth and the talent to go a long way, but it's just lacking at the tight end position. So we'll see what happens. You feel what I'm saying?
Please tell me this is a team that you also have Duke Johnson on.
Duke Johnson is not on this team.
Was Sammy Watkins on this team?
No, Sammy Watkins. That's why this team is doing well. This team has Jerick McKinnon, Carlos Hyde, Brandon Cooks, Mike Evans, Michael Crabtree, Amendola again, Jr., Devontae Adams is on this team.
It's a good
team. This team is stacked.
It's a good team.
This team had Jared Cook on it. I mean, not Jared Cook, Dalvin Cook on it.
It's a good team.
Yeah, so
hopefully it's a big money team for you.
It is. And right. This Jameis Winston is on. This is the quarterback. Where's he at? Not too far. I don't like Jameis to get too far, man.
You have to put Jameis back when you leave because it's very organized.
Okay, I'll make sure I put Jameis back when I leave.
Thank you. That's right. It's very kind of you.
Jameis with a season high in passing yards this week.
Yeah, 382. Yeah. We talked about that on Monday.
Just reminding, there might be people tuning in for the first time, Greg. I think you would know that.
Oh, you know.
That are very concerned with Jameis Winston's passing yards from 4 days ago. Absolutely.
They maybe not know when it was a season high.
I'm so happy that they now know. Yeah,
Moving along.
I care about the listeners. I'm not up in my ivory tower like you.
Oh. Yeah. I'm up in my ivory tower. I think I interact with the listeners more than anybody.
When you could put your ranks out on Roto Experts then?
I've not been asked to do that.
I did ask you. You said you didn't want to do it.
You asked me before. I'm going to move on. Yeah. I'm mature, Corey.
I like how you carry yourself. Yeah, right.
Very mature. We said that earlier this week.
Wait, so
it's very mature to like.
I've moved on and you brought it back on the radio.
Yeah,
I've moved on and you brought it back. Okay. Matt, who did you get in the waiver wire?
Dish it out, you take it.
I picked up a bunch of shares of DeAndre Washington. Me and Vaccaro in our prime time, we paid a little too much for him. We bid like $400. We did need a starting running back this week. It's a very good team. It's top 25 overall. I'm of the belief that Jalen Richard is the most talented running back.
I said that all year.
That DeAndre Washington is very talented, and he can get the goal line carries, and both of them would live without Marshawn Lynch. I still think there is like a chance that after the suspension, either one gets injured. Or two, there's something crazy on the personal side. So, I mean, I don't think it's guaranteed that he finishes the season with the Raiders.
Really? You think he might get cut or something?
No, I don't think he'd get cut, but he could do something stupid. I mean, we already seen him do something stupid last Thursday night. And, you know, he seems like, you know, once he becomes a malcontent, that's never a good thing. Any injury, you know, would sideline him more than I think the average player.
I guess you don't want any guys on your fantasy teams that name start with M-A-R at this point, you know?
What do you mean?
Martavis, Marshawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mars needs women's skills.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think when it comes to Marshawn Lynch, Scott, you and I have kind of been pretty solid on this. Like we did not like him, and it's been a massive disappointment. Will they give the reins to a Jalen Richard or a DeAndre Washington? I don't know. I don't feel confident in the coaching staff making that move. And ultimately, I want Jalen Richard because he currently has more points than Marshawn Lynch does. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to trust him.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's like, you know, he definitely overstepped the bounds last week. And we've seen him, you know, act, you know, wacky before. But I doubt he'll do anything. Well, you can't predict about whether he's going to do something to the point where he'll get suspended for the rest of the year. But you assume he's going to be in the mix. And I think as long as he's in the mix, they like the physical part of his running game. He brings a different element to the game, even in a limited sort of fashion. So I think it's going to continue to be a committee. As for my waivers, you know, nothing. You know, just like had to. I got Richard in one league where I felt I really needed the 1 week rental because it's only the one league out of all of them where I'm not doing good. So I needed to get Richard there. And, you know, I, on the GST, I actually made a bid on Deed Westbrook, you know, trying to look ahead there. And got him, got Travis Benjamin in two leagues, you know, but nothing nothing of major note. You know, got the Bengals defense in one league, tried to get Galladay in another, missed out on him. One deep league, I might have to roll with Deontay Thompson as, like, my fifth wide receiver.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned D.D. Westbrook a moment ago, and we considered picking him up in the GST, actually. And I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, why? Why do I want another Jags wide receiver for a team that doesn't want to throw the ball? Like, I get Blake Bortles season high this past weekend throwing the ball, but this is a team that doesn't throw the ball, or doesn't want to throw the ball, and they have two starting wide receivers in Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee.
You're picking up somebody who is just like a novelty act, or somebody that you say, oh, I got him on my team. That's the way I feel about it. It just doesn't add up to good fantasy production, I don't think so, especially when you look at the fact that this is not what they're trying to do. They're trying to run the football, so how many opportunities is he going to get?
Yeah.
It's not like his other guys around. You know what? I really wanted to play the Cincinnati Bengals defense this week, and I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and pay up for them. I hate the fact that I paid up for them, and I could have won them for a dollar. That makes me so sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with Westbrook, though, is, like, you know, Lee and Hurns have not been anything outstanding.
Agreed.
And from a pure talent perspective, Westbrook might be the best guy on his team. And if you don't have to spend a lot of money, dollar make it, $2 make you holler kind of thing. But I have to admit, my co-owner was really big on this. And, you know, one said, you know, if we have a free roster spot, which we did, throw something in on him, because I think there's a lot of potential there. You know, it wouldn't be shocking to see a kid like Westbrook, who really flashed in the preseason, leap ahead of the two guys that are there now.
Yeah, he definitely flashed in the preseason. He looked awesome in the preseason. And I'm not saying he's not potentially better than Allen Hurns or Marquise Lee, but this is a team in general that doesn't want to throw the ball. I don't want to start Marquise Lee. I don't want to start Allen Hurns. I don't want either of these guys on my team. I just, even though D.D. Westbrook looked good, I don't know if he's going to come in and make a difference.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. It's, you know, it's not like Mitchell Trubisky, they don't kind of throw the ball thing. It's like, if the talent's there, they'll have, and he's making plays, they'll have to get him involved. Even if they lean first on the run, as an NFL team, you want to establish some optimal offensive balance. And if he helps you do that, you know, maybe they give him a chance. And you're probably not going to spend too much money doing it. And, you know, especially in a lot of mainstream leagues, people are not thinking ahead to Westbrook because, you know, the Jaguars are on a bye.
I think the guy over Westbrook should have been DeMarcus Robinson.
So that's a name that's really interesting, because he was at the top of, I think, like the most added, or toward the top of,
yeah,
ESPN's.
Jake was on him a while ago. Yeah.
Jake was on him a while ago, yes, yeah. Scotty. And he was at the top of ESPN's most added was DeMarcus Robinson. He went in our league, Scott, last night for $12. And I saw him at the top. I'm like, why is this dude going for $12? Like, what am I missing here? So, Matt, what am I missing when it comes to DeMarcus Robinson?
Well, I mean, the problem is he's got Albert Wilson ahead of him.
Right.
But I think there's, look, the Chiefs' passing game has been actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith still isn't getting enough credit for what he's doing. I know everybody's going crazy over Carson Wentz, deservedly so, but Alex Smith is right there with him.
Yes.
And is, like, leading the NFL in many stats. So it's just another passing option. It's a guy that has some sort of upside. I mean, right now what I've been doing is I've been trying to build my team with depth. I'm getting lower on the money side at this point, but I have, say, options that possibly could pop for later on and stuff. You know, he's not a guy that's going to just go crazy and win you leagues or anything like that. But he's more of a depth piece than somebody in that offense that could do something.
Yeah, it's another flyer. No, Albert Wilson being ahead of him is really nothing.
Sure.
You know, as far as Alex Smith not getting the Canuck pub that Carson Wentz does, because people view them in a different lens. You know, Alex Smith, his narrative is already established, and he's going to have to do it for a full season to break it, whereas Carson Wentz is just in his second year, and people looking at him as a hot story. He's ascending, and that's both really in the NFL and in fantasy.
You know, it's really interesting. This particular week, Alex Smith and one of the other breakout quarterback candidates from this year, Deshaun Watson, two extremely tough matchups, right? You have Watson headed into Seattle, Alex Smith against Denver on Monday night. Two tough spots for these quarterbacks. And I've gotten a lot of questions, Scotty, on Twitter and through YouTube and whatnot. What do I do about these guys? Like, people have jumped on the Deshaun Watson bandwagon, obviously, and for good reason. He's been unbelievable. but he's going to Seattle. Frank Stanfill, my co-host, Fantasy Football BFFs, he owns Deshaun Watson, picked up Tyrod Taylor for that fantastic schedule this week. He wants to start Tyrod Taylor this week over Deshaun Watson in Seattle. I have some other people, like I said, Alex Smith in Denver, or against Denver. I think it's in Kansas City, but it's against Denver, and he has, I believe, Tyrod Taylor or something along those lines. As good as Alex Smith has been, and we'll do it after the break because I want to give it time to breathe, but Alex Smith, top three quarterback. Deshaun Watson, top three quarterback this year. Are they evergreen? Are you able to just lock them in and forget about it? This is the ultimate week to answer that question. Scott Engel will do just that when we come back here on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
So it's a good question. The kid, Deshaun Watson, the veteran, Alex Smith, two guys that have been absolutely phenomenal all year long, top three quarterbacks. The matchups are very, very tough this week. Deshaun Watson in Seattle, Alex Smith against Denver. Scotty, let's start with Alex Smith. He's facing Denver. If you have him, do you start him?
I would probably say I'm leaning towards not putting him in my top 12. So no, when I do, my lineup ranks will be up early today on rotoexperts.com. Now, I know you didn't ask me about Watson, but I really want to make a point
Let's do the Alex Smith one first, and we'll get to Watson in a moment.
All right. But with Smith, he's had some big games, but I just feel like, I think it was against Pittsburgh, he didn't put up good stats, and
right,
that's a good pass defense, and it's not quite as good as Denver. Denver has the kind of secondary where they can shut down both Hill and Kelsey, so I'm going to lean towards no.
Okay, so you're leaning toward no on Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Matt?
Are we talking Alex Smith or Deshaun Watson?
Alex Smith, sticking with that first.
Alex Smith, I mean, it depends on my options. I mean, Denver, you have been able to pass on them. I mean, it is the no-fly zone and all that. And it depends on what my options are. It's going to be hard-pressed for me not to start him. But, you know, there are guys like Andy Dalton this week that has a fantastic matchup. You saw last week with a Blake Bortles at Indianapolis. He had his best passing game of the season.
Yep.
You can pass on Indianapolis.
Yep.
So it depends on who's your backup, what your things are. He's definitely in consideration, but if I have a really nice matchup, I might go that route.
Corey, when it comes to Alex Smith, are you throwing him out there Monday night?
Yeah, I'm playing Alex Smith Monday night. Yeah, I got to roll him out there. I mean, this is one of the top scorers in fantasy football. I don't think at this point is we're going to start sitting him. Not to mention the fact of familiarity with going against the no fly zone. So the weapons in that offense, the way they scheme it up, I'm just going to roll. I would roll him out there. I wouldn't even trip off of it.
All right, so you have no issue.
Those are good points.
You're not thinking twice when it comes to Alex Smith.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so that's with the Alex Smith. Now you get to the rookie, Deshaun Watson, who has burst onto the scene. He came a fun pickup, a guy you enjoyed having, and now he has translated into a top five quarterback, someone you're throwing out every week. He's in Seattle, clearly the toughest defense he has faced thus far. Will you, Scotty, start Deshaun Watson this week, or do you look in another direction? Again, a lot of people had to stream quarterback last week for whatever reason. Tyrod Taylor comes to mind, Andy Dalton comes to mind, Josh McCown comes to mind. Are you starting Deshaun Watson this week in Seattle?
Yes, I think you know, this is the toughest defense that he's faced, but I think if you bench him for, say, a Tyrod Taylor or somebody like that, I think what you get into what I call matchup over analysis. I think you know, you look at the mat. The matchups are to me to determine, not always necessary just to start the guy. To me, if a guy, I think Deshaun Watson has already proved to me that, you know, that he's at least going to put up solid, if not spectacular, numbers no matter what the matchup is. He hasn't faced a matchup like this, but I believe he's quickly evolved to that point. The second thing is, and that we've seen this with Aaron Rodgers earlier this year, also Marcus Mariota, Seattle's defense is not quite as good as Denver's. They can be very good. They'll shut down the run easy, but I don't think they're a complete shutdown defense. They can give up some big plays, and Deshaun Watson can make some big plays. I think the worst you're going to get is a respectable statistical line. I think if you start a lesser quarterback with a, just based on the matchup, I think it's matchup over analysis. So I'm going to say yes, definitely start Deshaun Watson.
So by doing so, you are saying right here and now that you believe that Deshaun Watson is matchup proof then?
I believe that he's matchup proof, and he's going to show it this week. If he doesn't put up a spectacular line, which is very possible, he's going to show that he can still throw 2 to 3 touchdown passes against a very good defense.
So even if it's not spectacular, even if he doesn't finish as the QB1,
right,
as the QB1 overall,
I don't think you can bench him.
You're not benching him because he's still going to finish as a top 12 quarterback.
Right. I don't think it's a complete shutdown day because, you know, the Seahawks secondary, it's Sherman, Thomas, Chancellor, but then on the other side with Shaq Griffin, who's a nice rookie corner, but still developing. And, you know, then you got Justin Coleman in the slot, who's played well. But you attack that other side, you attack them underneath, they're going to move the ball.
Okay, so there you go. That's Scotty, who is in under Sean Watson, matchup proof, starting him. If it will not all go to hell this Sunday against Seattle, says the King. Matt Modica, you own Deshaun Watson a couple of places, I know that. You have a couple of spots with him. Are you starting him in Seattle?
And I give you two leagues. My home league in Staten Island, we're starting Dak Prescott versus Washington.
Okay.
Of course.
And right now, me and Vaccaro own him, Ben, and Andy Dalton. Usually Friday night before old school, we kind of go over our stuff. But as of now, we have Andy Dalton in his home. He's playing Indianapolis. I just think that's a better matchup. I think that's a must-win for the Bengals. So, as of now, I'm going Dalton. I mean, I don't really want to sit Watson. I think, to Corey's point, I'd probably start Alex Smith at versus Denver over Watson at Seattle. Look, it's his first time going to Seattle. It's a hostile environment. I think the kid is awesome. I've bought in on Deshaun Watson, but sometimes I'm going to look at the matchup. If a Blake Bortles can throw for 330 yards on this team, you know, maybe it's getting a little too cute, but I don't think so.
Okay, so you are starting Dalton over Watson. You're playing the matchup, despite how dynamic Watson has been. You're going to Andy Dalton. Scott, your response to that one?
To me, I don't agree with it. I like Dalton. He's just going to be just outside my top 12 this week, but, you know, they can run the ball on them too. It's just like, I can't bench it. To me, it's who's the better fantasy quarterback over the matchup, and I think Deshaun Watson is the better fantasy quarterback, and the tipping point for me is I don't think Seattle will completely shut him down.
You want to know who disagrees with you? The Olin kid.
That's okay.
Andy Dalton at 7 and Deshaun Watson at 13.
Well, you know, he can disagree with me too. That's fine.
Corey.
Yo.
What about you when it comes to Deshaun Watson? Where does Jake, if you have that up there, where does Jake and Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor is 10th.
So he has both Taylor and Dalton ahead of Deshaun Watson this week. Can you bench, Corey, Deshaun Watson?
No, I'm not benching Deshaun Watson. He's having too good of a season. Performing as one of the top quarterbacks, not only top quarterbacks, top players in fantasy. Deshaun Watson can break off a 50-yard run. We've already seen him do stuff like that. He's throwing the football well. He's hitting the open targets. He looks to be locked in right now coming off the bye. I'm going to roll him out there.
So there you go.
And just roll him out, just so we know, because you mentioned his name, Olin Kidd has Alex Smith 14th.
So he's Alex Smith past Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Actually, with Smith, I have him at 14. Like, I did complete the quarterback section. I have Watson at 8, and I have Andy Dalton at 12.
Where's Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor is 13th.
So you have Alex Smith after all of these guys.
I have Alex Smith. I have him. Yeah, I have. Actually, he's ahead of Taylor.
I thought you said Smith's 14 and Taylor's 13. No.
That's, I think, Jake. Jake has Deshaun Watson 13, okay. Alex Smith 14.
And then, I'm sorry, Scott. You want to just give yours that again? So, if I'm getting confused, I assume other people are too.
Okay, I have Alex Smith 13. I have Tyrod Taylor 14. And I have Dalton ahead of him.
And where? Where do you have Dalton and where do you have Watson?
I have Watson at 8 and I have Dalton at 12.
Okay, so you have Walton, you have Watson as your highest at 8th.
Right.
Then Dalton at 12, Smith at 13, Taylor at 14.
Right.
All kind of bunched here together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I think it's really interesting that you've decided ultimately that you're going to ignore the matchup with Deshaun Watson, but you're going to believe in it. But when it comes to Alex Smith, you're still not believing he could overcome his matchup and finish as a QB1. I think really
I saw what happened against Pittsburgh.
Right.
And Denver is even better.
Yeah.
But it's also taking into account the defenses themselves. I think Denver is more of a shutdown defense than Seattle is. I think Seattle, when you put them against a quarterback necessarily, like, they've seen the last 3 weeks, they're going to shut them down. I think they've given up, two touchdown passes over the last 3 games. But when they faced Mariota, when they face Rodgers, they gave up 300 yards to Mariota. Now, both of them on the road. It's different at home, but still, I have to take that into account.
Corey, you either start Alex Smith or Deshaun Watson this week. One of those two. Who would you go with?
If I had the choice to make between Alex Smith and Deshaun Watson this week, that's a very good question, Mr. Sussman.
Thank you.
I would go with Alex Smith.
How come?
I just think I like the familiarity of the matchup.
Familiarity. Just facing Denver. Yeah. He's done it a million times before.
What would be interesting to see, though, is what are his numbers recently against Denver in the last few meetings. So.
You could also just...
Although he's a different quarterback this year, though.
He's throwing the ball vertically and all that. So
that's true, too.
I think you throw that out the window.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Throwing it vertically, that's why you mentioned a guy like DeMarcus Robinson as somebody just to, I guess, keep an eye on. Because, as Scott mentioned, you only have that bum Albert Wilson ahead of him. And it's funny because you never want to look at the second wide receiver in Kansas City, except for this year where they are throwing it vertically. The offense is moving. It's just different. So I agree. Even if you look at the last couple of matchups against Denver, it's useless because the offense has entirely changed. Take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk about the Martavis Bryant situation. I know we've kind of done this every day, but I think it's important to get into. So we'll do that when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Giving DFS a try. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and a single entry contest only. So it makes Fantasy Factor the best. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week. It's free to enter. Sign up right now. www.fantasyfactor.com. Mm. Yes?
Why Michael Thomas ain't practice yesterday?
Knee.
Because they said it, everyone. Well.
Unanimous.
There you go. Michael Thomas has
a
knee.
What was going on?
Michael Thomas has a knee injury. We have no idea how serious it is or whatnot. No practice Wednesday. We'll find out, of course, more today on Thursday to find out you know, how serious are you? If practices today, it's not really a big deal. It's just a little
rush. Yeah, but what
day.
if he don't practice today, then I got a situation where I'm going to have to play Torrey Smith or Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins on the bye, so I can't make that mistake. So
you
I'm
going to play Torrey Smith anyway.
That
Torrey Smith, though, is totally out of the mix.
Is Deontay Thompson. It's a revenge game.
Sometimes the revenge game don't matter when it's back to the player. That doesn't matter. Is Deontay Thompson available?
Ugh.
Chris Moore?
I picked him up. Wow. I picked up Deontay Thompson.
I'd rather use Chris Moore than Torrey Smith.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'd rather not have this. I'd rather Michael Thomas play.
Yes.
Yes.
So one question that you did ask during the break, Corey, as you're going through your fab here, was about Juju Smith-Schuster. And let's get to the latest on Martavis Bryant. It starts that Martavis Bryant, going through the whole timeline, a couple weeks ago he requested a trade, then took it back. A week later, he basically crushed Juju Smith-Schuster and was like, you know, no offense to him, but I need the ball. This is after they won. He once again requests a trade. He doesn't show up to the facility on Monday for his medical treatment and comes back, talks to Josina Anderson. Why does everyone talk to Josina Anderson?
Huh?
Why does everyone talk to Josina Anderson?
It's comfortable.
Yeah. So she talks to Josina Anderson and reaffirms that, listen, I'm glad we're winning. I'll do my job, but I will not be resigning here. I have no interest in playing here. This organization is not helping me grow. Both the Rooneys and Mike Tomlin come out and said, that's all well and good. We're not trading you. Yesterday, he comes to practice. He works with the scout team offense and then probably tells Josina Anderson, but also tells other people that he was told by Mike Tomlin that he will not be active for Sunday's game. I said it yesterday, and I want to say it again, gentlemen. Can you drop Martavis Bryant, Scott?
Yes, I think he was droppable maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
At least a week ago.
Okay.
The guy's running on the scout team. Does it get any lower than that? Maybe at some point down the line he has a big game, but you're talking about six teams on a bye, and I think it's another big bye week next week. You can't wait for it. It's been 7 weeks of this.
Why do I keep getting outbid on kickers? Yeah, but nah, you can definitely drop you can drop Son. You could have been dropped him. It's not going to happen this year. He was a mistake.
No, I mean, listen, I know we could all say you could have, should have, would have, but a lot of people still own him. A lot of people read the reports, like, before Sunday's game, we're going to feature Martavis Bryant this week. We got to get the ball on Martavis Bryant. They see those reports, and they get excited about him, and they don't drop him. Or if he was dropped, they pick him up. So I think a lot of people are in the boat with a Martavis Bryant. They also see the trade deadline looming next week. They see how uncomfortable he is, but they also know the talent. They haven't dropped him yet. Matt, would you drop him?
I think at this point you kind of have to. I mean, if you wanted to hold him for a week to see if he gets traded, I don't think he's going to get traded. This is the NFL, not MLB, where, you know, there's not really usually a flurry of trades. Then he's got to learn a new offense. And I think he's got enough on his plate right now. And being a malcontent out in public doesn't endear you to other teams. Neither.
Sure. I mean, I think you look at Eric Bledsoe, right? Like, Eric Bledsoe, point guard for the Suns, literally tweeted out, don't want to be here. Told the GM he was talking about the salon he was at with his wife. And he's just like, the GM, Ryan McDonough, is like, yeah, no, I don't believe him. And sent him home, and now Phoenix wants to trade him. Obviously, they have no interest in having Eric Bledsoe come back. But nobody wants to do this tweeting about his own team. So that situation in the NBA reminded me of the Martavis Bryant situation with Pittsburgh.
You may have said this already, but just to further illustrate that, like you said, he asked Tomlin why, you know, to go to the scout team. Tomlin said two words, social media. You know,
right.
in this day and age now, you got to be very, very careful about how you represent yourself publicly, whether that's that or at a press conference like Cam Newton.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the Steelers disciplining him.
Yeah.
Or, look, when you have a job, there are rules and regulations each company has. There's an HR and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
So you need to be held accountable, whether it's a football player or whatever the hell you do. You know, so, you know, you want to go out and make crazy statements, it's going to bite you.
It is going to bite you. And I think, and what really bothers me is that with Martavis Bryant, and I hear people say that Pittsburgh needs Martavis Bryant. They don't need Martavis Bryant.
I think they'd be a much better team with him. Just that deep threat. Look, he doesn't have his head on straight. He's had words with Ben going back to the preseason.
You're absolutely right.
This just hasn't gone as scripted. Is he very talented? Absolutely. He is a talent. He would make many teams better. But at this point in the season, I don't see a team with a week to go in the trade deadline saying, you know what, we need this guy who's going on social media, bashing teammates, yep. Having a riff. He was suspended for a season. It's not something unless you maybe get him for nothing. You know, if you're giving up a sixth or seventh round pick. But I don't see Pittsburgh doing that. There's no reason for them to do that.
First off, the Steelers don't need him, okay? They need Antonio Brown. They need Le'Veon Bell. We've seen the second receiver, you know, outside Antonio Brown be interchangeable, not always successful, but that's where Brian came from. Emmanuel Sanders didn't pan out. You know, in Pittsburgh, they moved on from him. Marcus Wheaton, et cetera. So they don't need anybody next to him. They'll just develop that next guy. You know, as far as, like, to Matt makes an excellent point, even without social media, look at Percy Harvin. It's like, you know, he's been in trouble in Minnesota and trouble in Seattle. You start bouncing around the league, and then people don't want you.
Right idea for Bryant, in my opinion. Wrong player to do so because he has the history of the drug suspensions, so he can't really pull off what he's trying to do. In my opinion, Pittsburgh doesn't want to pay him.
Yeah, but he's still on that rookie deal and stuff. What he should have been doing from the preseason, from camp, even before he got fully reinstated, was be on his best behavior, do everything possible. If you're coming off, if you're suspended for a season and you miss a year, it's up to you now to get in the good graces, be Ben's best friend, whatever I got to do. Then set yourself up to be in the position to make that money.
I agree. But, you know, the way the season started off with him and Ben was wrong. Then he comes out, the stuff he's doing on social media. But he don't want to be there. So he's forcing himself off the team. And then looks to get paid. By not talking to him, not only are they messing with, they're messing with his stats that's going to mess with his money.
Sure.
But he should have played it better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but he's only hurting himself contract-wise now, too. Right? He's not going to make money off of this.
Somebody will buy the talent.
I'm not saying he won't get
a job.
They'll
buy the talent, but they're not going to give him a big deal. It's going to be a prove-it deal.
Yeah, it's going to be a prove-it deal.
It's
going
to be one of those.
Yep.
Look what Terrell Pryor made last year.
He's
$4 million
or whatever.
He's
really hurting himself. On the flip side, though, if he gets out of protocol and practice yesterday, Smith-Schuster is somebody you really should be interested in, especially playing out of the slot. In this offense, he's a guy that his role should only be increasing.
Absolutely. When it comes to Juju Smith-Schuster, who has the concussion, practice in full, so it seems like a very minor concussion. Good chance he plays here on Sunday. And as Martavis Bryant has kind of had this fall from grace for fantasy owners, it's been Juju Smith-Schuster that's kind of bumped up. Now, we haven't seen the explosion from Juju that we saw from Martavis Bryant a couple of years ago when he burst onto the scene where he's having these monster games. But steadily, his fantasy value has increased. I believe he had like 2 for 39 and the touchdown this past Sunday. Corey, you asked during the break, do you start a Juju Smith-Schuster or who's the other guy? Devontae Parker tonight with Miami facing Baltimore and Devontae Parker coming off an ankle injury. And unanimously at this table, we said start Juju.
Juju on that beat. Yeah, I think Juju has more upside. I think you can rank Juju as a top 25 wide receiver this week. It'd be interesting. I'll check the link, see where the all-in kid has him at. But I think Smith-Schuster is going to start getting more opportunities. Very fantasy-friendly offense. Hopefully he can stay on the good side of Todd Haley, which is very difficult to do.
I mean, I want to start Devontae Parker. I don't know how healthy he is.
I feel you.
It's a short week. I know last week
Baltimore
he
has
was
a nice secondary.
Close. Yeah, they got two good corners. So, and how is
he? But something tells me that Matt Morgan will come up there and try to light their ass up. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. I think we're all expecting this, like, 13-10 game. Maybe we get, like, you know, a 24-20 game. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be as simple as that. I also think, I wanted to think that, especially with the concussion, that Eli Rogers could have been something this weekend. But interestingly enough, with Martavis Bryant and the scout team, you guys know who's practicing as the starter for Pittsburgh? Justin Hunter.
Yeah.
That's another guy that,
you know, blast from the past.
Blast from the past. I know he was on the Bills last season. He
got a couple times.
He's a talented guy, but they just never translated in the NFL, whatever problems he's had.
I know. It really just hasn't worked with Justin Hunter, who was a fantasy community favorite back in Tennessee all those years ago, made his way to the Buffalo, his wide receiver needy, eventually got cut, and here he is now somehow on the Steelers, and nobody knew.
They still have Darius Hayward Bay, too.
DHB.
University of Maryland DHB. Who, hey, listen to this. He's been in the league for a long time now, DHB.
Certainly has.
He's made some money.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. He stuck around. Like, him and Ted Ginn are probably, like, maybe two of the worst top 10 wide receiver picks ever. But Ginn has bounced back nicely. And I guess Hayward Bay has at least stuck around as a teammate.
You think that two of the worst wide receiver top 10 picks ever?
I think it's, you know, nothing to do with you being from Maryland. Even before I met you, I thought it was one of the worst top 10 wide receiver picks of all time.
Ted Ginn can't be there. Ted Ginn's a nice career.
But the Dolphins, he was a complete bust. He wasn't worth the top 10 pick.
They didn't know how to use him. Hey, we'll talk more when we come back.
Random and Wildcat.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So there's a lot of love for Juju Smith Schuster. Would you start Juju over, let's say, Josh Doctson?
No. I think Doctson might have a breakout game this week.
I'm going to go for the upside with Doctson.
I want to, for those, you know, no one's watching, because we're not on YouTube yet. It comes out about 15 minutes from now. But Matt just goes, I go to the upside with Doctson, and basically just like, shrugs his shoulders, puts his hands out, just like, I'm just going to keep doing this Washington wide receiver thing.
Yeah, no, it's getting frustrating. As I mentioned yesterday, I think one of the problems is that vertical passing game really hasn't been there this season. They've tried, I mean, look, you go back to week one, they tried, I mean, Pryor dropped an easy touchdown pass. There has been times, but it's been more concentrated on the running backs and the tight ends. I mean, Sam, Samaje Perine has a receiving touchdown this season.
By the way, Corey, Samaje Perine has more fantasy points than Rob Kelly, who you're starting this week?
Yeah. No, I picked up DeAndre Washington last night. So I don't have to start all Rob Kelly this week.
You know DeAndre, what's an interesting Washington desperation Lord play? Jamaal Charles against the Chiefs.
Matchup. I mean, revenge game.
Yeah. You couldn't resist.
Amazing.
You could not resist. I love it. It was too much for him.
Moving back to Juju Smith, Juju Smith Schuster. Sorry. Have you had your wide receiver ranks yet, Scotty, for this week?
No, but I can tell. I basically have a feel for where I'd rank ahead.
Where? I was wondering
if it's an either or.
Right. So I was hoping that you may have had some guys close. I was going to look at Jake's rankings then. Because I want to
be up later this morning. By the way, go to rotoexperts.com now. We've dropped the price for the playoff run on the exclusive Edge package. Now all-time low price. And you can enter free radio and still get a discount.
Cool. That's what's up. Ding. I thought you was going to promo the interview with Andy Ballsack again.
It's Beersack.
Oh, sorry.
Don't disrespect the man.
I thought it was Ballsack.
Don't worry. Scott's rankings will be up for week 9.
I rank you last among fantasy analysts. Who are my friends?
I'm not offended. Who's going to start this week? Juju Smith-Schuster?
Because you knew it was coming.
Juju Smith-Schuster or Kenny Galladay?
I think you got to go Galladay if he's out there and he's healthy. Gets a nice matchup. He gets a chance, an opportunity. Your target's missing from that offense. Without Golden Tate, I would give it to Galladay. by like, I would rank him like 24, 25.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, I guess it's tough on both sides of the ball, but he's been more involved in the offensive flow. We haven't seen much of Galladay, one big game, one quiet game. I think I know what I'm a little bit more know what I'm getting with Schuster.
I'm going to go Galladay here. I think he's going to have more targets this week. Without Golden Tate, that's a major hit to that offense. You know, that's a guy that they look for and stuff. So I'm going to go Galladay.
Would you start Juju Smith-Schuster this week, or would you start Kenny Stills if Devontae Parker plays tonight?
If Devontae Parker plays tonight, that's a tough call right there. If Devontae Parker is active tonight, I think I'll wait for Sunday and play Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, I'm in agreement too. It's still really become, well, Stills is a thing if you're like, you know, with the six teams on bye, because Moore does go to him even when other players are there. But I'll go with Schuster.
Sweep it. I think it's kind of close. I think Kenny Stills could still be involved, but I'm going to go with Schuster.
Would you start Juju Smith-Schuster? Last one here. Juju Smith-Schuster or Danny Amendola?
Danny Amendola.
Amendola.
There you go. Love for Danny Amendola all the way around. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back here this hour. We're going to YouTube Live about 10 minutes from now. Preview Thursday Night Football for you. I also want to get into Stephon Diggs in London, as well as the surprise when it came to Kenny Galladay and Golden Tate that we found out yesterday. I'll do that. We'll do some Survivor this hour. Stick around. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.